SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, the federal government says spending cuts are becoming increasingly difficult ahead of the federal budget. Potential flash flooding warnings issued for parts of New South Wales. And in sport, the Australian Olympic Committee commits to greater investment in Indigenous athletes. With all the latest SBS news, I'm Hannah Kwan. Police in Western Australia have allegedly shot and killed a 16-year-old boy armed with a knife after he called them saying he was going to commit acts of violence. Western Australia's Premier Roger Cook says the teen was known to police and there are indications the teenager had been radicalised online. Police say the teenager called in shortly after 10 p.m, warning authorities he was going to commit a violent act before someone else called in reporting a stabbing incident in a Bunnings car park. Police allege the teen stabbed a member of the public before rushing at police with a large kitchen knife. They say they then attempted to tase the teenager before shooting him. Western Australia's Police Commissioner Cole Blanch has acknowledged community concerns in the wake of recent stabbing incidents, but says they are very rare.
We have a very large population in Australia and we don't see these type of attacks almost never, really. So my message to the community is one of assurance. We live in one of the safest places in the world. It's one of the safest places in the world. This is a tragic and sad event and we've always got to work on doing it better. One is too many, but we do live in a safe place and people in WA are safe and the police responded extremely quickly.
Finance Minister Katie Gallagher says finding savings in the upcoming federal budget is getting harder and harder as economists warn to keep spending in check. Senator Gallagher told the ABC's Insiders program that the government will deliver $1 billion in savings on consultants and contractors, but says this is becoming more difficult. The federal budget will be delivered in less than 2 weeks, and economists are calling for restraint and caution to prevent it from becoming inflationary. Speaking to Sky News, Minister for Employment and Workplace Relations Tony Burke says there's a series of drivers of inflation.
Some of them international, some supply constraints and issues within Australia, and some a history under the previous government of budget measures that were deliberately and knowingly inflationary. You know, you compare that to what's happened since Jim Chalmers and Katie Gallagher started managing the budget, where effectively when extra revenue comes in, huge proportions of that extra revenue are being put back to pay down debt.
The Bureau of Meteorology is warning of potential flash flooding in the Illawarra region, south of Sydney, with heavy rainfall predicted to last until nightfall. Thousands on the New South Wales south coast are bracing after being told to stay indoors, with the heaviest expected rains to hit Wollongong, Bulleye, Port Kembla, Albion Park, Kiama and Huskisson. Strong wind warnings are also in place for the Illawarra region in areas along the Byron Coast, Coffs Coast, Macquarie, Hunter Coasts and Sydney Coasts are all on alert for Monday. Senior meteorologist Dean Naramore has told Nine News the latest updates.
Yeah, look, it's been pretty wet through parts of New South Wales. We just see around 20 in the city and some heavy falls right now in the southern suburbs. But it's a little bit further south where we've seen the heaviest rainfall. We've seen 130 to 150 millimetres around the Point Perpendicular and the Jarvis Bay area, and widespread falls of 50 to 80 millimetres through the Illawarra. So it's been very wet down there as the rain continues to fall.
And Orthodox Christians around the world are celebrating Orthodox Easter today, more than a month after the more widely recognised Western Eastern holiday. Around 500,000 Australians identify as Orthodox Christians, with many hailing from Central and Eastern Europe as well as parts of the Middle East and Africa. Orthodox communities in Australia are predominantly from Greece, Ukraine and Moldova, as well as Orthodox Assyrians from Iraq, Orthodox Americans and Eastern Orthodox from the Palestinian territories. Egyptian Coptic Orthodox priest Botros Sami says Easter is a time for hope.
This is the message that I can deliver at a time the entire world is suffering from trouble, problems, wars and crisis, whether it is economic crisis or related to wars happening everywhere. I want to say that Easter always brings joy and hope. And while all of this is happening, we want to hang on to hope and joy and pray for peace all over the world, while the whole world is witnessing all these troubles.
Taking a look at sport news now, and the Australian Olympic Committee says it is committing to more investment in First Nations athletes ahead of the 2024 Paris Olympic Games. President of the Australian Olympic Committee, Ian Chesterman, made the announcement following an annual general meeting. He says they're incredibly excited about the future of the Games.
A grant we made to every Indigenous athlete in the team for Paris who meets the criteria set down by our own Indigenous Advisory Committee. That's a $5,000 grant, and we're hoping that at least 10 athletes will take advantage of that, and hopefully a whole lot more if they get to be on the team in Paris.
And that's all the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwan.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.